So, listen to the scripture again. I am crucified. Does anybody know what crucifixion is? Do you know what it means to be crucified? What are you talking about? Anybody? Let me talk plain talk. For I am dead with Christ. I've been put to death with Christ. You know what death is? Anybody? Anybody know what death is? Do you know the meaning of death? You'll see a dead person. We'll roll them across here and put them in the casket. You ever get that when I finished their eulogy, did they sit up and say, thank you? Did they do that? No, they didn't even respond. They didn't do anything. That's death. You don't say anything. You're put out of operation in this earth realm. All right? I'm crucified with Christ. What you were, who you were before you received Christ. If you haven't received Christ, it's what you can become. But on his part, he wants you to know it's already done for you to receive life. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. How do I live? Yet not I. Oh, so I'm not living. How could I live? I'm dead. You see it? Yet not I. I mean, I'm not living, but Christ, what? Liveth in me. So now I'm alive because of Christ living in me. I'm alive now. This is born again. This is people who receive Christ. So they explain to the one that won't receive Christ, they're dead. They think they're alive because they're walking around. But if you don't know him, you're dead. What you mean dead? You have no connection with God. You're just walking around. So you got to understand spiritual death means separation from God, not cease to exist. Physical death just separated. It's a separation of the soul and the spirit from the body. And see, spiritual death, physical death, when you die, your spirit come out of it. Your spirit, your soul come out of that body. That body don't function anymore. It just laid a corpse. It gets stiff and cold and it deteriorates. But your spirit and your soul keep on existing somewhere. Now, if you're born again, you go to be with the Lord. Am I making this clear? You go, what you mean, go be with the Lord? There's a place, just like there's an earth, there's a heaven. Just like there's a heaven, there's a hell. And there's people in all three locations. I'm going to say it again. There are people in all three locations. There's people in heaven. There's people on the earth. Look over at yourself and say, I'm here on the earth, so that must be me. Some of y'all did it. Well, then, you can talk to yourself later. So there are peoples on this earth. Do you believe any peoples on this earth? You don't have to believe. You all know it now. Can't you see yourself? I'm here. But just like that, if there are people here and there are people in heaven, there are peoples in hell. This is the dressing room where you get ready for heaven. This is where all the decisions are made. Well, you're going to be with God or be apart from God. But Jesus said, this is what happened. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but who? Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. What faith? Faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What is faith? Faith is the spiritual sense which you see into the realm of the spirit, operate into the realm of the spirit. It believes before it sees anything. Faith is substance. Faith is evidence. And you can take this in any courtroom in a legal matter. Those two things will win your case every time. Proof, evidence. Can you agree with that? If you got the proof and you have the evidence, you win your case. Hallelujah. In the realm of the spirit, faith, you can't see God, but faith is the proof that he is. And evidence that he, that's what faith is, proof and evidence that he is God. And the Holy Spirit, are you in the house? According to Romans 8:16, bears witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God. I may not be able to explain it to you real clear, but there's a knowing on the inside of me that I am who God says I am. When devils, demons, people, and all that kind of stuff come up to condemn me and tell me that I'm not who I say I am, I have evidence on the inside. And I got a witness on the inside. Glory to God. So why the crucifixion? Let me get back to that. Why the crucifixion? Woo. Why the crucifixion? Because man had sinned. God provided a sacrifice. I told you, I started with this. He came under the Abrahamic covenant. Somebody had to come, and Jesus did it. And he walked under the same covenant that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, 12 patriarchs, and on to David, on to the rest of the prophets until Jesus showed up. Every one of them from that generation, that moment that God Abraham entered a cup, every one of them failed. Every one of them sinned. He came on that same covenant they failed on, and he walked perfectly, never sinned one time. And he qualified to be the perfect sacrifice that justice demand and say it had to be before he could pay for the sin debt. And so you see him one day, they took him. They went to the Garden of Gethsemane, they took him. They took him. Judah kissed him with a deceiving kiss. And he allowed them to take him. They took him. They took him to the judgment hall. And they brought witness and they lied on him. And then when they got through lying on him, then they put a sack over his head and prophesied over him and they slapped him around. And now tell us who slapped you. Why did he take all that? Because he had qualified to be the sacrifice. And he was taking your punishment in every realm. Listen to me good. He was taking your punishment in every realm. Man is a spirit. He possesses a soul. He lives in a body. You need food, clothes. You need health, strength. You need life and provision. Don't you need it? You need all that. He paid for it all. That's why it's wrong for you to be poor and broke. Because he paid for your poverty. When they spit on him, that probably would have did it for me. I said, that's it. Boom. Thank God he wasn't me, because you still been messed up. You would have. But he paid for it all. He paid for your poverty. He paid for your sickness and disease. He paid for the curse. He prayed for your spiritual death. He prayed for everything. That's why the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bear sins in his own body on the tree. You've been dead to sins. You live unto righteousness. By his stripes you were healed.